somebody calls, you can call the other name.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kills stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kills stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kills stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome can search, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask to nine my lines, I'm opening people's minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
Very blessed to be alive. Once again, this is Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 6, Verse 11. That was Kill Say on the Beat. From the Black House Sounds Present Sheriff Kilroy CD. And that MAN is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. The number that you can use here is 646-478-0944 if you're on blogtalkradio.com, Emacs Radio. Wow, looking at all the phone callers who I'm looking at, 216-804, 216-209, 216-820, 216-926. So I promise I'll get to those phone lines extremely shortly. Let me give you three quick disclaimers, if I can, and let you know that disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So what that means is have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, smartphone for info. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, you can stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. Before I do anything else, it's always important to give you the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, Epic Yurdie, Paid in Full. Tell you why they ended up on that list. Number 9, King Mooter, Millions of Video Views. He reached out and said he wanted to call into the program by next week, so we'll set that up. Number 8, HJS. Okay, he moved up. Number 7, Black Odyssey. Why not? Dazog, OG Disco, Key Cash Videos, and their own music videos that are hot. Number 6, moving up, Black House Sounds. Joseph Motley, JR, period. Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube.com. Oh, wow. Open Mic, It's All Connected, The Ultimate Advocates. More on that in just a little while, but it seems like he's doing some things. He's reaching out to everybody. Number 5, memorial service going on tomorrow for Suave Gotti's mother, Mabel Lewis. Suave's mom, tomorrow, Tuesday evening, Gaines Funeral Home, 5386 Lee Road, Maple Heights, Ohio. Number 40 bus will go by there. That's, I believe, 6 to 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Number 4, debut Spitboxers. It happens Sundays at the Cultivation Center at 8 p.m. I have to make my way by there one of these days. 8 p.m. to midnight. That's Cleveland Standard Time at 2134 Lee Road, Cleveland Heights. Eric Wilson is the freestyle champion. Suave's mom, rest in heaven, was definitely honored. Number 3, Supreme Honors Weekend coming up. More on that in just a little while. that's debuting this Wednesday. State of the Inner City Address. More on that later on. And number one, the debut, International Women's Day event. More on that in just a little while. But it was almost 300 people plus downtown. I want to also take the time before I do anything else and just say that at shoutcast.com, you can type in Hood Tunes Radio. Our playlist is on there 24 hours a day. And at this same telephone number that you're using, you can go to blogtalkradio.com. Wednesdays, Thursdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, it's the return of my brother and all of this, Emax the Image, brother who taught me how to do everything that it is I'm doing. Then again, when I get into a lot of trouble, I don't think he'd want me to tell the world that. And before I go to, like, some of the phone callers who are on the line, I just want to take the time to stop and say, this coming Friday, like during the afternoon, I say get there around 12:30, you know, throughout, I say Superior, you know, it's the large St. Patrick's Day parade, should kick off around 1 o'clock. But what a lot of people don't realize is that this coming Friday evening, Black House Sounds open mic night, that's this coming Friday, this Friday, at the Friends Fellowship Bible Church, 2490 Lee Boulevard, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. Dr. Anthony J. Wiggins, founder and pastor, progressive pastor. Time is 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. I made my way to the services that they hold there on Sundays from 10 a.m. I tell you something, Cleveland Standard Time on that, time goes fast when you're learning something. So that's those Sundays, but on Fridays, 7 p.m. And this coming Friday, I don't know what Mr. Powers has in mind, but it's a special St. Patrick's Day show. Featuring, I think I'll make sure that Lady Sarge comes through there to drop something special. And since I haven't been able to make it there, do something that people will not expect. So with that being said, let's go to the first phone caller who's on live, 216-804. That's 216-804. What's on your mind this evening? 216-804, going once. 216-804, going twice. And see, I can appreciate that. Why? Because there are rules to this. There's always, like, little rules here and there, but the fact that you decided to say, hey, wait a minute, I'm not going to hang up on them. I just do like was asked. I can't talk right now. I listen. And if they want to call back, they definitely can. They can hit the number right back and all of that, and we'll be good. Before I go to the next phone caller, a couple of things I didn't do, like talk about the fact that a couple of weeks ago we lost actor Bill Paxton, who passed away at age 61, heart surgery complications. He had starred in The Terminator, Apollo 13, Aliens, Titanic, won an Emmy alongside Kevin Costner for the miniseries Hatfields and McCoys. If I bring that back up just a little bit and say that one of the things that I want to deal with also is the fact that definitely rest in peace, rest in heaven to Joni Sledge, age 60, September 13th, 1956 to March 10th, 2017, singer in the USA, United States of America family group, Sister Sledge. Ah, you all are probably saying, okay. Now, she wrote Brother, Brother, Stop in 1996 for the Greatest Hits album and produced their 1997 African Eyes album, which was Grammy nominated. She was found dead the past Friday in her Phoenix, Arizona home. Sister Sledge, they were known for being R&B, disco, pop, started out to 1971 to present. Tracks like We Are Family, Lost in Music, He's the Greatest Dancer, surviving members, Debbie, Kim, Kathy Sledge. And also, before I go to the next phone call, I just want to say that, wow, last Wednesday, International Women's Day rally, women on strike, basically speaking, it was held starting at where Kathy Ray Coleman of ClevelandUrbanNews.com was credited with organizing the event. Reverend Gwendolyn Pitts, Reverend Pinkney, Susan Schnur spoke. Food Not Bombs had free bagels with spread, grapes, water. Clevelanders for Public Transit was also there. Councilman Zach Reed, and I guess mayoral candidate as well. Also candidate Rico, Dancing for War 10, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army. Yeah, 19 Action News and the Plain Dealer gave excellent coverage. Man in the Street shouted out Imperial Avenue names such as Crystal Dozier, Tashana Culver, LaShonda Long, Tanya Carmichael, Michelle Mason, Kim Smith, Nancy Cobb, Amy Hunter, Janice Webb, Talicia Fortson, Diane Turner. Also had to shout out Seymour Avenue, Michelle Knight, Gina DeJesus, Amanda Berry. Reminds me of the excellent track that was done from Black House Sounds on that subject. Also, East 93rd was remembered from Shakira Johnson, Jamila Hassan, Jasmine Trotter, Christine Malone, Ashley Lazeski, Aliana DeFries, Police Brutality Victims, Melissa Williams, as well as Tanisha Anderson was remembered. Then we marched from the free stamp to Public Square. With that being said, I'm going straight to the next one on there. 216209. What's going on with you out there?
Oh, brother Al, how you doing? This is John from Black Odyssey.
Man, what's going on with you?
Oh, man, that's the perfect question to be asking because, as usual, we always have a lot going on with a lot of people in the city. So, so with that being said, I got more video news. So, shout out to Louis Mack, a.k.a. Cyrus Germany, because around April sometime I'll be doing some work with him. Right now I'm working with Honesty Blade, so be on the lookout for that in another couple weeks.
Beautiful.
Man, OG Disco got some more work coming within the next couple weeks as well, so they got my plate full right now, Al. So whenever you let me know on the time of day for what we got scheduled for the other thing, you just let me know because I'm booking up the calendar pretty fast, brother.
Cool. You'll probably know about that by the time it's 10:30 tonight. So keep talking.
Okay. And that's a beautiful thing. And what a lot of people don't understand is I just want to drop some jewels for a few people for a hot second if I can. What a lot of people don't understand about the Sister Sledge song, that was chosen, her song We Are Family was chosen by both candidates during the political battle that was just going on. They used that in commercial type settings along with them being on the campaign. Although it was not televised, the song that they were using, it was also played in a lot of backgrounds for Trump and Hillary Clinton. So I'm waiting to see if either one of those guys are going to step up and say at least a warm and heartfelt rest in peace or anything because they used her music during their campaign. And it goes for the both of them. I'm not singling out either one of them. I'm calling it how I see it. You know, both of those guys used her music trying to show as they were both family-oriented candidates. And I want to see if they're going to keep that going on, either one of them. But enough with those little jewels. I don't want to make it seem like I'm picking a fight because I got a mouthful to say if they were in front of me. But for all those who want to check out Black Odyssey movie trailers, music videos, or just Black Odyssey music in general, you can check out BLAQODESSY. That's on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, DatPiff, GetRightMusic.com, and any other major networking site out here that you can find Black Odyssey. Go and look for us. Look us up. If you want to inquire anything about video work, you can hit me direct at 216-209-4408 and call me. Talk to me. I'll talk with you direct.
Got you.
And if you're not,
I appreciate this very much.
I appreciate you, Al. And for all those who out here and that go out here and stick their neck out with this thoughtless job of being an activist, I want to say another special heartfelt thank you and protect yourself and keep praying as well.
Amen. I will do that. I have something for you, and I just want to say I appreciate it, brother. I do.
Oh, thank you. And shout out to Black House Sounds, too. I don't want to forget them brothers doing good work, so.
Yes, they are. So definitely, we appreciate your phone call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, ain't no problem. And, you know, I want to say thank you before I go to the next phone caller of, 216-820. I want to at least give a little bit of information because people say, well, you don't tell us nothing. So, okay, I'll do my best and let people know that the East Cleveland Democratic Ward Club is this Thursday at 4:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the East Cleveland Public Library by Windermere Road, Windermere Rapids. You'll see the red, black, and green flag flying proudly. So that is one thing. I also want to give a shout-out. The past Saturday, there was a video shoot by Epic, Yurdy, and Cash Money Paid in Full for the song My City So Crazy. They invited people to come out wearing shirts or with pictures of loved ones. Aliana DeFries' family was there, Kim Schneider, a.k.a. the Hug Lady, Sister Laura Cowan, Melanated Media News, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, was there at K&S Store on Eddy Road in Arlington. At least I know where that location is now. And I want to stop and let people know that the Supreme Honors Weekend starts Friday at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You may want to get a $10 weekend ticket, and I'll tell you why. It starts at 8 p.m. at the Symposium, 11794 Detroit Avenue. That's a $10 show itself, but if you got the one whole pass for the weekend, you spend that $10 one time. Solomon Kane, Big Stone, and more. Now, Saturday, I said weekend, Saturday at the Fantasy at 11802 Detroit Avenue in Lakewood, Ohio, 44107, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Big Stone Birthday Bash with food and more. And then on Sunday, also a $10 ticket. Now you see where we're going with this. Supreme Honors Ladies Night at Kings and Queens at 20804 Southgate Park Boulevard, Maple Heights, Ohio, 8 p.m., Cleto, Poison Ivy, Indica Spitz, at all events, you have Sister Alonda, a.k.a. Miss Ice, and Iced Out Productions, along with Q Media, which will be filming. She is saying, hey, bring me your best product and material, and she's about to have the biggest artistic push in the city's history. Can it be done? Well, I'm very interested, and I hope and pray it is done. Before I go to the next phone caller, I will let people know that if you choose Saturday's Midnight Cleveland Standard Time, 216 Radio at WCSB.org, 89.3 FM. And now let's go and check out the 216-820 phone line. How you doing out there?
All right. This is Indo Dub from Black House Sound. You know, I just want to say from the very beginning that based on the last caller that I just heard, Black Odyssey, you guys get nothing but the absolute utmost respect for myself as well as Black House Sound. So I just want to put that out there because, you know, as Clevelanders, we all got to support each other. And so I just want to put that out there. The fact that they acknowledge Black House Sound, we always going to continue to give that love back because they deserve that. They deserve the utmost respect the same way they be giving us our respect. But on the subject at hand, this coming Friday, as you know, every Friday night is the open mic night at Friends and Fellowship Bible Church, 2490 Lee Boulevard, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. The time is from 7 to 9. Now, this coming Friday's open mic night will also be a special occasion, like you just mentioned earlier, Mr. Porter. You got that right. It is a very special occasion because coming this Friday is not just any open mic night. It is the Luck of the Irish open mic night.
Oh, wow.
And why do we call it the Luck of the Irish open mic night? Well, it's a way that you celebrate St. Patrick's Day. You know what I mean? We're going to celebrate
yes,
Patrick's Day, you know what I'm saying, the right way. You know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying? And show and pay homage to the holiday. You know what I mean? Because, see, that's what a lot of people do not understand. You know what I mean? When it comes to network and things, you know what I mean? You got to learn how to, you know, just spice, you know what I'm saying? Just put, you know what I'm saying? Learn how to spice things up, you know? And what I do, you know what I mean? I come with nothing but great with great stuff, and I don't see nothing but great things at that open mic night. Like for instance, if you just give me 2 minutes of your time, Mr. Porter.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, this past Friday, not only did I see some originals, not just that great song by yours truly. You know what I'm saying? When Mr. Powers introduced him, you know what I mean? That shut up and listen. That is something that's really, really, that's very touching. But overall, on that night, I seen a couple of new things go down at this open mic night. One of the new things that I seen, I saw another performance by fellow Black House Sound member and affiliate, Hurricane Bane.
Okay.
You know, when he came down there and did that medicine, boy, I don't see us getting sick no time soon, because he sure enough gave him that medicine. You know what I mean? Also,
yes, sir.
I also got a fellow gospel performance by the one and only Jimmy Lee Brown.
Whoa.
You know, and when I heard from and when he showed up and blessed the mic, I was like, man, I tell you, this open mic night, you may never know who's gonna show up. You know what I mean? So that's what I try
True.
To tell people. You know, when it comes to open mic nights and certain events, you know what I mean? You gotta stay business orientated. You know what I mean? You gotta stay professional, and most importantly, you gotta have class.
Thank you so much for saying that.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah, and what a lot of people do not understand is that at the open mic night, it's not a boring event. You know what I mean? You can come with the hip hop, the R&B, the praise dance, the poetry, and the gospel. But the only rules and regulations to it is this: there will be no speeches given. There will be no speeches given. There will not be any comedy acts, nor no preaching, no profanity, and no degrading women, which means you can be mean, but you can keep it clean. You know, and what a lot of people need to also understand is that at this Friday night, open mic night, it's not a boring event, because you do not just have to sit there and just watch the performance. All you got to do is get yourself a hot dog, get you some chips, get you some pop, you know what I mean? We have that for you to go ahead and get your munchie on while you enjoy a great performance.
Okay.
So you know what I mean? It's food, it's fun, and it's very friendly.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? And what a lot of people need to understand is that, hey, they need to go ahead and come on out and showcase their talents. And not be afraid, because at the end of the day, we don't judge no book by its cover. God is the only one that can judge you. You know what I mean? I don't judge
right.
no one. The fact that you up there on that microphone giving yourself a try and giving it your all, that works good enough for me, as well as the spectators and the congregation of the crowd.
I appreciate that very much, and I'm looking forward to it. And I promise you, I will wear my green.
Oh, yes, indeed. You know what I mean? Because, hey, like I said, you can be mean, but keep it clean. Because this Friday night, the Luck of the Irish Open Mic Night at Friends and Fellowship Bible Church. And if you don't know where it is at, I will give you the directions. Once again,
All right.
2490 Lee Boulevard. That's on the corner of Lee and Mayfield, right across from the new Family Dollar that is being built. Current. The time is from 7 to 9. Don't be late. Be there, be square. You know what I mean? You're going to have some fun when you come down there.
Thank you so much once again. And that's at the first floor of the Rockefeller Point Building?
Yes, it will be. The Rockefeller Point Building. Exactly.
All
right. Right inside the very first floor. You can't miss it. Because you will be hearing the music and that nice production by Joe Legacy Motley, the founder of Black House Sound. Big shouts out to him, Sheriff Kilroy, and everybody else in Black House Sound, and so forth. You know what I mean? So, hey, you know what I mean? And also, like I said before, CCR2 is available now.
Okay.
You know, you know what I'm saying? You can contact Brother Motley and Mr. Powers, you know, on that, or just come down to the open mic night, and
you
will see and how much more information you can get on how to get a copy of the CCR2 as well as CCR1, which is also available now, just like that Black House Sound presents the Sheriff.
Thank you so much once again. And I appreciate you calling in. And if you hold a line, I'm sure you'll hear a few things that you just might like. Thanks, brother.
Indeed. All right.
You know, I could appreciate that because that's a class act. You have a class act hosting a show that is also a class act. Before I go to any phone callers, I want to be able to say real quick that this coming Saturday, March the 18th, 2017, noon to 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can come out to 15415 Kipling, Ohio. Kipling Avenue. That's Kipling Avenue at Cleveland, Ohio. And Kipling is off of Ivanhoe between East 152nd Street and St. Clair Avenue. Buses that pass by are the 1, 37 Lakeshore, and the number 28. You can come hear Cleveland's own hug lady, Kim Schneider, talk about finding freedom from addictions, anger, the ache of abandonment, the pain of abuse, the torment of childhood trauma, the agony of lies, unforgiveness, and more. If these things are holding you back, please join us and spread the word that it's time to get rid of the pain. You won't regret it. It is sponsored by Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army. Definitely, I want to throw that out there. And before I go to the next phone caller, take the time to say that I do believe Rockefeller Point Building, the open mic night, the number 9 bus, the number 7 bus, the number 40 bus pass right by. So it's not like you have any excuses then. You say, I'm car challenged. Get on where you need to be. You can also go and check out blackonblackcleveland.com or Black on Black Crime Inc. on Facebook. And one of those other things, you can check out voiceofradio.com Mondays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. The main event featuring Sheriff Kilroy, Most Electrifying, Larry H. Gardner. And then on Tuesdays, it's voiceofradio.com, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. Tomorrow, one of the most controversial people in our area, the man who would be mayor of Cleveland, Eric J. Brewer, and the information he has on hand. But I'll tell you one thing, there'll be some people who will have some information that they're not happy with me if I don't go to the phone lines. So I'm going to 216-417. 216-417, how you doing out there?
Mr. Motley, but I'm talking to Sheriff Man in the Streets, the truth, and delivering high graphic news locally internationally. What's up with you, sir?
I'm doing excellent. What about you, sir?
Well, I'm doing excellent because one of my anchors, one of my fellow people that make sure I do what I need to do, have spoken for Black House Sound when it comes to Friday night. And we need all the people to come out and really showcase their talent and show people that they can do whatever their mind put them in a place to be the star that they want to be. If they can understand what I just said, it make a lot of sense to me. And so what I like about your station and everybody that call your station, when it comes to problems in the community or problems when it comes to doing music, folks is trying to solve the problems. So, once again, if you can come out to the open mic night this Friday, showcase your talent, represent who you are, Black House Sound really would appreciate it. other than that, I want to let everybody know it's an event coming up that Blackout Sound will be doing. You will hear a little more about it in the next month. But we are forming a gospel show. And what I mean about gospel, we mean gospel. You can't come with, what you feel as in the worldly music. You got to get in the spirit of the Lord. And it's not hard to do that. I knock nobody that's trying to do that. I knock nobody that's seeking that out. But if that's what you're seeking, we have a show geared up for that. Because right now Blackout Sound is trying to find some type of way to reach young people without judging what they're doing right now in their life and accepting them for who they are to help mold their future. And that's what we're trying to do. So with this gospel show that we, about to have exist, we need people that's really serious about the Lord or, serious about whatever religion that you believe in, because I don't believe the religion I believe in knock anybody else's religion as long as it's positive. I also understand for every Christian thumper, they'll think I'm wrong about that, but last time I checked, the Lord that I serve will accept you for who you are and mold you to what you're supposed to be. So I don't doubt nothing. So once again, come out to that open mic night this Friday, which that will be the 17th. All right, so come on out. And we have a lot of music for CCR3. Formulating right now. On top of that, when it comes to videos, that's about to go down as well. So we just waiting for the weather to really don't be wishy-washy. Like right now, it's snowing real bad in Cleveland, but not that bad, right. But it's snowing. And they say by tomorrow it's going to be very bad. The reason I bring that up is because Blackout Sound has so much material. I just want to put it out there. So we can be doing something every day. But what we recognize is you have to plan it, and then you have to execute, and then you have to make sure it's somewhat successful, as in edible. And if you think like that, then you think like a winner. So one more time, come out to that open mic night, because I know all you local artists that's listening right now, I know that you all are winners. So if you are a winner, you are coming, showcase your talent, and show the world, or Clevelanders, that you're the best. So come and do that. Blackout Sound, Joseph Motley Jr., Blackout Sound, make real Cleveland music. I'm out.
I don't blame you. That's you hold the line. I got something to get into from you, as it looks like. And before I go to that 216-862 phone number, I want to let people know that this coming Wednesday, 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, you'll probably get a chance to see some videos from the Man Among Men project that came from right in the midst of Black House Sounds. But anyway, this Wednesday, 7:15 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe at the 44110 area code. Brother Art McCoy will have a State of the Inner City address. There will be guest speakers such as Damon DeFries, Melissa Fuentes, and much more. Why? Well, in part, Brother Art's going to deal with the fact that our own Mayor Jackson said our city is on the brink of greatness of Cleveland, and it all must share in its success. Now, the one thing that he did do was he gave the 2017 State of the City address the past Thursday before a sold-out crowd of around 950 people in Cleveland Public Auditorium. And before I go to the 216-862 phone number, I just want to throw out there that Jackson didn't make any explosive announcements at the event which was sponsored by the City Club of Cleveland, but he did reinforce his view that the city is in a good place and ready to take the next steps forward. He did say, "The city of Cleveland has become a successful city. We've come a long way." He also did tell the people that we're looked at as a place to be. Might have a lot to do with the championship, the tribe. But he did say that no longer do people consider Cleveland as a mistake or a joke. Now, the reason that I'm saying that is to begin to wrap it up. He said the budgets are stable, the school district reform program is making headway, and downtown has enjoyed newfound success. True. He said we have to go beyond our self-interest and focus on the people's best interest, and that means all of us. If we're truly going to be a great city, there has to be economic growth and wealth generated in all neighborhoods. Now, taking the city to the next level, Jackson said, may make some people uncomfortable and require hard decisions, but it's what is required of leadership. And he said it's what you're supposed to do. Now, one thing from the crowd came out. There was a question, and he took questions, and among the questions, somebody asked if he supported allowing contributions to city government candidates from political action committees like PACs or super PACs linked to corporate interest, and if he thought increased donations would increase the influence of big money interest in city politics. Now, he did say, "I support people giving me money to run for mayor." Now, he did say that. There were a lot of laughs, but he said he supports and insists that they do it within the law and be legal. And while he didn't take the question on directly, he added that donations do not and shouldn't by influence. He said if you're asking whether or not they're buying favors, the answer is no. Now, the reason that I say that, before I go to the person who's waiting on the phone, is because two things real quick. Give me 1 minute on each one, where he talked about how the school systems are doing, and the school system did receive extra money, but a lot of people don't realize that 8 of the 13 struggling schools the Cleveland School District has targeted for extra turnaround help, well, about 4 years ago, 8 of them failed to make significant gains. They did say all 8 will have their academic programs, realigned and reassigned, and principals and staff possibly replaced. Now, the thing is, all 8 received Fs on their state report cards in student achievement and either an F or a D for how much improvement students have made during the year. Now, 3 of the three high schools, Collinwood, John Adams, and Lincoln West. The other 5 schools are elementary schools, which was Anton Gordina, Mound, Jameson, Martin, and Case. Now, the action, they said, closure and reassignments of students to better school, but closure and startup of a new school phase in a new program. Now, my thing is you always have to watch the wording. Give me about maybe 90 seconds, because issue 107 and 108, damn. A lot of people passed them saying, well, you're not going to close the schools. Always watch the language. And to add on to what I just read, do people supporting you cause you to make, I would say, decisions based on that? Let's go back to what we talked about maybe 2 years ago and about 3 weeks ago when Mayor Frank Jackson, do you remember the Cleveland.com letter when there were people thinking about recalling the mayor? And they put out something, said Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson's leadership lies behind recent successes, and recall talk is pointless. It was signed by about 45 people, and out of those 45 people, some of the names on there were Sam Miller, Jimmy Haslam, Dan Gilbert, Paul Dolan, Toby Cosgrove. Now, it looks like the people who supported him called in downtown in big business favors. I'm just saying, come down to the Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters, State of the Inner City Address at 15415 Kipling this coming Wednesday. I think it will be very interesting as I go to the 216-862 phone number and hope that this is not Mayor Jackson calling to bless me out. How you doing out there, 216-862?
Hey, how are you? How are you, Mr. Porter? This is Angelique Patton from 93rd Basics Foundation.
What is going on with you? Because you've been, like, serious at work with what you do.
Yeah, I got to be serious at what I do at work because it's no joke out here what's happening in our society. First, I want to give a shout-out to Black House Sounds and all the other contributors to the city and what they're doing. But I want to switch it up just a little bit, if I may.
Yes.
I get up on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and I won't say that I just particularly go to the 93rd area. I go up and through 116th. I ride through John Adams area, just securing and making sure that the children are getting to school safe, because what I am adamantly and really fighting for is the sex crimes that are taking place in our city. Not only just the sex crimes, just the crime in general amongst our young population. I'm finding out more and more and more we're finding dead bodies, and not just abandoned houses are becoming memorials, street corners where we're finding dead bodies parked in cars and things of this nature. Because in all actuality, the redirection of our children, this generation that we have here, what I'm noticing is when I'm out and about, I don't see any other men who are outside. I don't see anyone else. When I'm outside in the mornings, I'm out there by myself. Well, there's the bishops from a couple of churches. They're in one area. But when I say moving around, I got to get them. We have to get them while they're fresh. And I stopped and I spoke to a couple of young men the other morning. Now, I'm going to tell you, I know I'm covered in the blood, and some of this stuff going to be risky, but I believe that they're worth it because God is telling me that they are. The young man said, I said, how y'all doing in school? And the one young man said, I'm not doing good. I said, well, why? He said, because I don't do the work, because I don't like the school. So I told him, I said, listen, it's not about you don't like the school. It's not about you don't like the professor. See, their minds and their mindsets are so fixated on the fact that if they don't like something, we've spoiled them. We've dropped the ball on the fact that it don't matter what you like or what you don't like. You went there for something, and you don't leave out until you come out with what you went there for. Now, I want you to do one thing. I want you to do what you think, what they think you can't do. And what they haven't got enough of, and this is real true, we can hold as many seminars around the city as we want or hold as many functions as we want. But if we ain't hitting the street and catching them exactly where they are, you know, having some men with me that been down that road, that we can get them to a place. We can have satellites that say, you know what, come on, go with us and get some sponsors like Nike. Let us get some shoes. Let us get some jackets. Let us get some gloves, because I'm noticing these young men and women are walking around with hoodies on because they're forced to want to keep up with the fad or be warm. Now, that's a catch-22 because they're caught in the middle of a cycle that they ain't even responsible for. For real. It's up to the adults and it's up to the systems who have created all of this to turn this around. And I'm going to tell you, my mindset tells me that they really don't want us to go into the community and turn these babies around and try to help them, because predominantly, urban areas are the most underdeveloped, under-resourced, under-educated that there are. Instead of education, teaching them how to pass those exams that are mandated by the government in order for them to move forward, that's what they're teaching them. They're not teaching them about research. They're not teaching them the real curriculum. They're not challenging their minds. And that's where we've fallen short again, in challenging their mind, giving them critical thinking skills. 93rd Back to Basics Foundation, we are in our development phase. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going hard in the paint. I'm not playing. I'm reaching out to many people from many different arenas to support me, because when I say that I want to go full-fledged, I don't want to half-step, because I'm not going to half-step on them. If I ain't coming to give them the 100, I ain't coming to give them nothing. And I'm looking for some support from some other foundations. I'm looking for support from some other men. I'm doing some fundraisers coming up here soon. I am reaching out to big businesses to say that we got children in the communities, and if you line up 25 of these kids, 25 of them got Nikes on. You mean to tell me that we cannot, in one essence, support your big business? Because I'm not against big business, but we cannot pour back into the city with our children with some of the things that we have to catch their attentions with. If we can catch their attention with that and I can get them somewhere, then I can plant a seed. And that's where we start. We start planting seeds. We have a generation that's walking around angry, Al. They walking around angry. They don't know why they angry. They talking about people who have been on drugs and things of that nature, but then they ain't realizing what's in Molly. Molly is cocaine, crack, and ecstasy. And if they run out of one, they'll throw in something else. And so their mindsets, on top of already being dropped, not being running water into them, pouring life into them, without pouring that into them, and then we put the fixation of they're rapping about money and things of this nature, and that's become their idol. That's nothing more than an idol. So you have a false god. With that being in place, I'm going to take it all spiritual. I'm going to take it all the way there to the Lord. When you get that false god, you ain't going to have nothing good going to come up out of that. Nothing. It's going to continue. We need to hit the blocks. We need to hit the streets. We need to get to more centers. Like, they have many police stations. We need to have many vocational resource centers throughout the city that's starting to pull them in. Have videos where the men who are doing life or young men that are doing life, we go and we interview them. Let them watch these videos and let them see. This is what you're looking forward to, because going to jail for the rest of your life ain't nothing about it sweet. There are many things that can happen to you once you get there. You call yourself going in a man, but we need to also retrain their thinking, and I don't want to dominate the conversation. I'm going to be over with. We want to retrain their thinking because in their minds, they're being a man when they pull that trigger. But here's what they don't understand. You're getting these assault rifles and you're getting these guns, but you're not even trained on how to use them. That's an intricate system. And they make mistakes, but then once they make the mistakes, because they've been raised to be cowards, they finish out the whole thing without thinking about none of the repercussions that are going to come behind when you pull that trigger on the next one. I got two men that I know. One of his sons was just murdered. The other one, and these are friends, all at the same time, in the same car, the other young man was shot in the back of the head, so he's in critical condition. Here's the catch. There were no gunshots from the outside of the car, so these were people that they knew.
Right.
These were people that they knew, so it lets you know that these people, these young people, people in general, are sitting around and they plotting, and they just waiting for that opportunity, because that mighty dollar has gotten into their mindset. Oh, man, I'm going to get that money. I'm going to hit that lick. Not understanding that if you good with math, why don't we get you into architecting? You know what I'm saying? Things of that nature where your math skills will be critical, but at the same token, you can be a scientist. You can do things of that nature where, really, you good with those computers? You can be an IT technician. They make excellent money. You could be running your own corporation. You could start doing entrepreneurship. You just got to get out there and build your identity. And once you people learn that you can be depended upon, you know, I'm looking for satellite places where people are dropping off their children at the playground so they can go to school, and they're pulling off. And then I had someone say, well, they just pulled off and left their kids. How do you know that that young lady didn't have to get to work and she ain't got no choice but to drop off them kids? There's no child cares. So if we put some child cares in place, you know what I mean, that are acting as satellites, we drop these kids off at the satellite. The school bus picked them up from the satellite because I'm just like I said, I'm riding through and I'm watching. And I want to cry because I want to say this is our fault. This is the system's fault as well. What we really going to do? Al, it's disheartening. I need help. I'm not going to lie. I don't mind collaborating with other people, but when I say I'm not looking, number one, for popularity, and I'm not looking for a pat on the back, that's not what I came for. God is not directing me to come out here for nothing other than to do his purpose, his will, and his work. Amen. And we got to switch up and get some souls because they lost. I got to stand firm in my convictions and work with my faith and my hope, because I know he said his word ain't going to come back to him void. And he's telling me don't microwave what I'm doing, because if I microwave it, I'll lose out and I'll never accomplish what he sent me to. So I'm calling out to men. Like, my phone number is available. My email address, I want to make it available. It's angelikuepatton@yahoo.com. You can also reach me at 93rdbackthebasics@yahoo.com. Shoot me an email, and we can arrange some things where maybe you some guys take one area or a couple or whatever. It makes no difference, but we got to start meeting them where they're at. I checked into the area on 93rd and Kinsman. So if any contributors are listening, 93rd Back to Basics is looking to get their 501c3. We're actually in our development phase. I'm working with the company who is helping me to make sure that all the particulars are in place. So if you want to contribute, please reach out to me as well. We can wait till I have my 501c3, but just know that I'm coming. And I'm coming to do something major, because at all costs, when we look at our government, I'm just going to be honest. Nationalism may be prevalent and want to take over again. You know what I'm saying? So there are many things in the criteria that we really might not be paying attention to. It's a lot of things that are going into play. And we have to address these issues, and simultaneously we can't, but we can address as many as we can if we develop as a unit. And that's been the problem with inner city people of color, and I'll just put it out there without being offensive. Bonding together, everybody wants to have their own agenda. No, we're all on the same agenda. We're just going to collaborate with one another. You do what you do over on East Cleveland. I'll do what I do over here, and we meet up in the middle. Because ultimately, we're reaching for the same goal, which is what? To help change our communities and make them thrive. The last thing, as I've been riding around getting these addresses to these abandoned homes and things of this nature, I've also been looking at the homes that are in nice condition, just need to go in. I've been getting out, looking in the windows to see, you know, how much damage going on in here. Some of these houses and homes I am looking to attain myself so I can go in and do some different things with having houses developed for people who are trying to get off drugs, people who are really just have a hopeless state of mind and body. You don't even have to be coming off drugs to have a hopeless state of mind. Nevertheless, some of these houses, and what I understand is that we can get these abandoned homes out of the way, but guess what we're doing in the process? We're wiping out the neighborhood. When we wipe out the neighborhood, where do these people have to go to live? If we tear down every abandoned house, we're getting some problems out of the way, but what about redeveloping, revitalizing these houses and teaching these young adults how to build their wealth by becoming homeowners? Now, when you're spending your own money, we don't want no more subsidized housing. It's good to have subsidized housing, but I'm not comfortable with the fact 5 generations of women have lived in a housing project, and that's supposed to be okay. Because chances out of 10, their daughters and sons will grow up in that same development, and then what happens? The generational curse continues. When does it really end? We know it won't end, but we damn sure, excuse my French, we definitely can get out here and start doing some redirection. I'm a change agent, and that's what I do. That's all I got to say, Al. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Hey,
I'll
tell you what. I think I have a couple of things that I'm going to send out to you and play on the air for you. But I do believe, real quick, as I look at the calendar, April the 1st, Cleveland State University, I'll be talking to you because it looks like you'll be one of our main speakers for about 10 to 12 minutes. That's one thing that we'll do in this particular program. We do our best to connect everybody with each other, so I will do what I can to make sure some people from our group to you, so you can have your own 501c3, and then trust me, before the week's over, you will get some support out there in the neighborhood. Believe me.
I really do appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm not a police officer. I'm a peace officer. That's what I come in peace. I will put out that I ain't out there being stupid, though, either. God didn't tell me to do that. You know what I'm saying? So I am alert because Satan walks about, 1 Peter 5:8. He walks about like a roaring lion seeking to devour whomever he may. Now, because their minds are already blocked, some of them look at me as a piece of meat. But because of the way that God allows me to present myself, it's an automatic. No, I better not turn that corner because, for real, that's going to be problematic. And the thing about it is that if I get some more men with me who have been down that road, spent 17 years of their life in the penitentiary, came out, made a change. See, they got blessed. Now they're going in, and they're not making a change to come back out because the crimes that they are committing are for real, oh, my God, unthinkable. At the age of 16, you pulling the trigger. Another young man that I know, he's riding around with some guys all day long. Now, here's where my mindset went, Al. He's 15 years old. He's been riding around with these guys all day. He's been trapping, from the stories that I'm getting, which 9 chances out of 10 is not a lie. The streets talk, and I stay close to them so I can know how to present myself when I'm out there. I have to speak their language if I need to reach them. And God said that that's okay. Well, nevertheless, he's riding around with them all day. As he's riding around with them all day, after he done trapped about so much many dollars, so they thought that's the real trap, is that y'all all got caught up now. That's now you're really trapped. Nevertheless, the young man in the front seat turns around and ups on him and tell him, break bread, give it up. The young man throw the money at him, but he jump about the car. When he jump about the car, they shoot him in his back and they kill him. Oh, my God, really? And this is what we're dealing with on a continual basis. Now, here's what I say. The freaks come out at night. We all know that, right? So they're doing their work under the darkness because when I'm out there early in the morning, you ain't seeing them out there maneuvering around. That's that coward aspect.
Thank you so much for the message that you brought through. Oh, and trust me, for what you just said, we'll have some announcements coming up next week that you'll feel comfortable with. So if you hold a line, we'll appreciate it.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you. And you know, Ed, what I just said, I'm going to keep my word as best as possible because we have to keep praying Black Odyssey, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah, no matter what.
It's a new day, new rhyme to say to my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray, trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in the city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Trading hoop dreams for hood dreams. On the day basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing 2 murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying. Yeah, cause
cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, keep praying.
And I'm going to set down something because, wow, our last caller, I only talked about keeping. Definitely you have to keep praying, but definitely she said, we coming. Okay, I can grant her that one. Before I do anything else, I'm going to also give out the name and number to Pastors Thompson. Pastors Thompson, they have this event coming up on Saturday, May the 6th, called Getting Smart in the Park, 2017 Spring Edition. If you want to know more about that, 216-543-1817. And you know something? I'm going to send this out. Black House Sounds. We coming.
I ain't nothing soft. Who you ruling? I snatch your crown off. You ain't main event. You got a ways to go. Like RBD, I'm the whole Evan show. So if you step wrong in this profession, cause I'll lead your funeral procession. You can flex hard, you can run your mouth. Keep in mind, I south to McGinney's house. I raised hell inside City Hall. Michael, Muhammad, call me Final Call. We coming. In the land of the lost, I've been paid to call. So when it comes to Mayor Jackson, yeah, I flick off the ball. The crime rate in Cleveland gets higher and higher. So when I get stone cold, I must crack the zebra. So if the PD gets immunity, football's alibi. I'm a stunt from a hole in them just to walk and drive. My occupational destiny is a DCA. Don't trust anybody, not even a rattlesnake. Oh, hell yeah, you turn a blind eye. Your days is numbered in the office, and that's the bottom line. We coming.
We coming. Hey, I got this rap return back, those lies to the fact. You think everything funny till you shot in the head. Tim McKinney letting crooked cops walk instead. Social media cover the story till the story is dead. If I acting and needing violence, you put me under the jail. Resist the rest of form of slavery, we living in hell. Ready or not, you must be crazy, we come to excel. Know the laws and know your rights, even if all fail. And if they had it their way, we'd be all in jail. And for the young ones disobedient, time will tell. Don't get murdered.
We coming.
We are coming. As I leave you all out with some things, I'm just thinking on my mind real quick. It's very interesting that when we're out there for vigils in the community, the news media would come and cover the vigils. But besides Melanated Media News, nobody covered when we would take over the streets the same way against police brutality and shut down streets, almost get run over. But still, our thing is, when we would leave a community to recharge, by us not being Allah, Buddha, God, Yahweh, our thoughts are that if we empower the community, they go out there and do the same thing, kind of like our last caller is on fire about, which is you get out there and you stand shoulder to shoulder, man, woman, community-wise, and you look out for your neighborhood because it's yours, and you have to act that way. I feel very empowered by a lot of things that I heard this evening. Next week, I got to deal with some things that Ed Fitzgerald said. You know, he might not have been my favorite person while he was sitting in office, but there are some things he said recently that we definitely have to talk about. Probably have to talk about the quote-unquote United States Attorney General, a few things about our current president. And my favorite subject, I tried to ignore him because I didn't want to deal with the same subject everybody else was, but Pastor Daryl Scott has made it very, very interesting recently that there's some things that just happened that you can't ignore, and that maybe, just maybe, some of the clergy, some of the men, some of the others will step out and do what needs to be done and listen to some of the cries of the people as they come through. I want to thank everybody who took the time to call this evening. Please be blessed in what you're doing. Continue to be covered by the blood of Jesus, the armor of God, and continue to do what needs to be done. And I thank you all very much once again. Much love, much respect, peace.